And they knew that they were naked.
sent leaves together and made themselves eaters. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the midst in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman that thou gavest to me with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this spirit and season of thanksgiving. We thank you for our mind to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Lord, we thank you for how good you were that the death angel passed by. Lord, we thank you that you've been a keeper in more ways than one. Lord, we thank you today that you've been a sustainer. Lord, we thank you for being in your house and in your presence. But Lord, our cause desire today is that you might speak a word. Lord, go beyond bounds and limitations. Oh God, we ask you to reach down into the depth of our souls this afternoon. And Lord, deliver a word that will give us a mind to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And Lord, give us a mind to submit willingly unto thee. And Lord, send a word. Lord, send an anointing that will destroy every yoke. Lord, send an anointing to relieve the captives. Lord, send an anointing to open the eyes of the blind. Lord, send an anointing to heal. Lord, send an anointing to deliver. And send an anointing to set free. And with this, we thank you in the church name, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. And may be seated. Amen. Something about the anointing. Isaiah said, the anointing destroys the yoke. The yoke is anything that's a weight on you. Whether it's a mental weight, a financial weight, a spiritual weight, the anointing destroys the yoke. Okay, so can we say this together? Say, Lord, send an anointing. All right, listen, nobody's going to be looking at you. Can we say it again? Say, Lord, send an anointing. Only the anointing can destroy the yoke. If God will send an anointing or his presence here, anything we do today is in vain. So we want God to be in this place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Does anybody want God to be in this place?
Amen.
Does anybody have anything they want God to do for them this afternoon? Then we need God to send an anointing.
Yes.
Jesus, when he stood up in the synagogue, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Anybody want the Spirit of God to surrender? the deception that's going on in the world. And I'm not going to go through every part of this, but we know that God did command Adam not to eat of the fruit of, in the midst of the garden. And we know the scripture says, verse 1, that the serpent was more subtle, meaning he was crafty. Amen. He was able to create something. He was able to paint a false picture of what God said. How did he do it? Through his subtlety, through his craftiness. Amen. He told the woman, he said, look, you can eat of the fruit, and you'll be all right. Amen. But I just want to drop down for the sake of time to verse 8. Now we know at this time, Adam is eaten and Eve has eaten. But the thing about God, if God didn't open their eyes until Adam ate, right? Because God did not speak to Eve, he spoke to Adam. So a lot of times, things will be shut a certain way or going in a certain direction. But then when a person that knows better does it, things change. When you know better, things change. Amen. It says, and they heard, verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. Now, I've read this a lot of times, right? And I'm sure all of us have read this a lot of times. But the Bible says, concerning your sin, when God was dealing with the children of Israel, in Exodus 32, he said, your sins will. But we read this many, I read it many times. Now the question is, how many know the garden was a large place? The garden was a large place. There was a mist, and if there was a mist in an extremity of our outer region. My question is, how did God happen to walk right where they were hiding themselves? Think about that. But when he comes walking in the cool of the day, he walks right where they were hiding. Because your sins were hiding where. So God didn't walk where they weren't. He came walking right where they were. Because sin cannot hide from God. We live in a day and time where people say you can do anything you want. Because what saved always saved. Right? But if your sins are going to find you out, amen. And if you read later in this chapter, the 23rd and 24th verse, God said because of sin, he had to put Adam and Eve out of the garden. And the garden is representation of what? Paradise. It's a representation of heaven. Right? Because he said, if I don't put you out of the garden, then you're going to eat of the tree of life and live forever in a sinful condition. So we don't obey God. Whatever the reason be, God will have to put you out. Amen. So let me go to one other scripture and then give you our message. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Now, the devil deceived Eve, but he did not deceive Adam. Because Adam knew. Didn't Adam know? Adam knew. That's why was not received. But Adam knew. And then James said, to him that knoweth, Lord, thank you. To him that knoweth to do good, to him that doeth it not, he can't even sin. So Adam knew. Hallelujah. But 2 Corinthians 11:3 reads, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent, he tricked her. Deceived her. Made her see something that was not true. That's what deception is. Making you see something that's not true. As a serpent beguiled Eve with his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the then the way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. The food shall not go in. The unclean can't pass over. And the way is so plain that not even a fool should enter. the truth, deception. Deception is a strange thing. But he says that your mind should not be corrupted. This corrupted, the word for corruption is to be led astray or to be deceived. To be led astray or be deceived. And guess what? Seduction is an interaction. Right? When you're trying to tell yourself something that's selfish, that something is wrong, good is wrong, that's an inter speaking. Right? That's what deception is. It gets you to believe something that's not true. Seduction is the devil will lead you on. They'll take you all right here all the time you're wrong because it's an inner satisfaction. Hallelujah. But on the outside, there's no satisfaction. On the outside, God is trying to get your attention. On the outside, God is trying to say, put on the brakes. God is trying to stop you. Amen. Can I say, praise the Lord? So then,
but then the devil said, oh, you can go ahead and believe.
read it anyway. You're supposed to search the scriptures. Isn't that what the Bible said? Search them. Don't search what nobody else has to say. Right? The alarm went off. God is trying to get moved again. Let me give you this example, right? If I'm in my house and you're in yours, right? If I set my alarm for 6 o'clock and go off at 6 o'clock and you're in your house, can you hear my alarm? No. Stop allowing looking for other people to confirm your alarm. Right. God alarms you. Right. And so you can't get in their house. But one thing for sure, you're going to hear in your house. One thing for sure, you know God alarms you. So when the alarm goes off, you say, wait a minute, something's not right. Now,
amen. Line upon line and line upon line. Hear me.
if you don't interpret God's word right, you go backwards. Wait a minute. I heard Paul from New York go, pressure toward the heart of the power of the high call of God that's in Christ Jesus. But when you get the word of God all mixed up and you don't understand it properly, you go backwards. Amen. And be broken and snared.
Hey, wait a minute, stop right there. I know we have to listen. You guys have?
All right, let me look right here.
Okay, do I now? Do I?
Not tomorrow.
No.
Somebody said, not tomorrow, I'm gonna do this. He said, do I?
Now.
Of course, right now. You're not talking about tomorrow. Next year and all that, you don't know what tomorrow holds. He said, well, do I? Now. First way you did? Well, you know what I like about God's plan for me? This person. Okay? I don't want you to answer for anybody else. Do. Say,
nor revilers, nor extortioners.
Say, wine is a mark that a strong drink is raging. But it don't stop there. It said, whosoever is. So if you get a wine strong drink, he said, you're deceived. Put up 21 for me. All right. Said, whosoever is deceived, thereby is not wise. So it don't say don't drink it, but if anything ain't wise, does God want us to participate in it? Right? So it says, 20 verse 1. Wine is a liar. Anything that mocks or makes fun of you, this is true. If I call one of y'all in the front and start mocking you, won't you get embarrassed to leave? Seriously. Oh, that's a serious question, right? If you have any self-esteem and somebody starts mocking you, you're going to stay there and say, keep on, what are you going to do? Well, wine is a mocker. So are you going to stay with it or are you going to leave? Strong drink is our party of love and all that other stuff. It's crazy. It's in that if you participate in it, it's that you are deceived. So, does God want the church to want the exception? Sir? All right, I'll bring on y'all fingers. I'm just kidding. You know what I'm going to have? But don't let God's word be twisted in your mind and think that you won't go in heaven when you're walking opposite of God. Amen. Verse 11 says, and so he's going to the church. He said, you used to do this. And such were.
Pull it up on me, sisters, right? 14:14 says,
in mind.
Heart.
In thought.
Heart.
The next fighting man.
Right, that God is first in the heart.
The backslider in the heart. The problem isn't just the backslider, but they what? Feel
all their way.
Who? The backslider. The backslider said, I don't think God needs that. You feel your way. Amen? And it's in your heart. You need that start. Anyone want a clean heart? I love that song called Give Me a Clean Heart. Right? Because who knows? How many know all the what kind of heart don't see God? In hearts, I'll see God. Live for God. Honor God. Do your best for God.